The Charlotte Diocese updated its list Friday on its website. This is the first update to the list of clergy credibly accused of sexual abuse involving minors since it was released late last year. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia reports.
The list is divided into three categories: credible accusations of abuse involving minors that occurred within the Charlotte Diocese, credible allegations of abuse involving minors that occurred in what was formerly known as the Raleigh Diocese but would now be considered the Charlotte Diocese, and the third accused elsewhere category, which means they were named on other diocese lists, but there are no documented allegations of abuse during their time within the Charlotte Diocese. Both new names appear in the accused elsewhere category, and both priests are listed as deceased. The first new name is Harold Johnson, a Boston priest who worked at St. Patrick's in Charlotte from February 1957 to October 1959, back when the entire state was under the jurisdiction of the Raleigh Diocese. His name was published in 2011 in a list released by the Boston Archdiocese. WFAE originally reported on Johnson's absence from the Raleigh and Charlotte lists on February 4th. Days after a report, he was added to the Raleigh Diocese list. The second name new to the list is Texas priest Hugh Clark. Clark is also listed on the Diocese of Corpus Christi and Raleigh lists. According to multiple media reports in 2011, a $1.2 million settlement was reached between the Diocese of Corpus Christi and three men who said they were sexually assaulted by Clark when they were altar boys in the 1970s. Clark served at Immaculate Conception Church in Hendersonville for about 2 years in the mid-1960s, according to the Charlotte Diocese. The Charlotte Diocese did not publicly announce changes to the accused elsewhere category last week. In a prepared statement, the Charlotte Diocese says it will publicly announce any updates to the list if it involves abuse that occurred in the Charlotte Diocese when it was formed in 1972. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia.